وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Hussein Latifi and you're listening to a program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we talk about different dimensions and perspectives about the concept of humanity in the Holy Quran. And in the previous episodes, we ended up talking about the relationship between reason and intellect and hawa, the base desires of the in the human soul. And we talked about how following hawa, based desires only, and not considering the advice of the reason, restrictions of the reason, how that behavior leads a person towards corruption. And we said corruption means when things are not in the place that they are supposed to be and they are not functioning well. And we said when we talk about a person in the social rank, in the social system, being in certain position doesn't mean exactly in terms of spirituality they're different according to the verses of the Holy Quran. Only through piety Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala judges people, not through the social rank that they have. So these things actually are the duties that we have. Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam says, وَعَلَمْ أَنَّ عَمَلَكَ لَيْسَ عَلَيْكَ بِتُعْمَ لَيْسَ لَكَ بِتُعْمَ. The amal, ummal, and amal in Arabic, it is in a certain context, means that when a person is given an official position, a promotion in position, for example, especially when it is about governmental duties, Amir al-Mu'mineen says, know that the thing that you have been given, the career that you have, the position that you have, whatever position that you have, it's not ta'ma, it's not some prey that now you have gained and you should be happy that. No, this is, it is a responsibility in your around your neck. It is a burden on your shoulder. In another hadith from the Prophet ﷺ, كُلُّكُمْ رَعْ وَكُلُّكُمْ مَسْئُولًا رَعِيَتِهِ. All of you are responsible. It's not a person, it's not like a person says, okay, I am, what I do, I'm not an official, I'm not responsible. No, the Prophet says, whatever position that you have, whatever role that you have in a family, in society, in your community, if you're father, if you're mother, if you're brother, if you're a sister, we all have different roles. And according to these roles, we have responsibilities and we will be held accountable based on this. We cannot turn a blind eye on the responsibilities and the roles that we have. So, and the corruption starts when people are not functioning well in the responsibilities and the roles that they have. And that is the result of following the desire, may Allah forbid, not listening to the advice of the reason. Now, another verse that talks another situation with the reason is that when people fall because of following, they have a good rank, spiritually speaking, they have a good position in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But unfortunately, because of hawa, because of following their base desire, they fall. And the beauty of the thing is that, beauty of the story is that the word hawa also means falling. وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَى. When the stars set, they fall, as if they fall in the, when they set. مَا ظَلَّ صَحَبُكُمْ وَمَا غَوَى وَمَا يَنْتَقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى. He does not talk out of the desire. Both words, hawa. So following the desire, makes a person fall. We will have a break and come back to see what verse in the Holy Quran talk about falling because of following the base desire.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. This is Hossein Latifi, and you're listening to a program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. We were supposed to talk about the verse that talks about when a person falls from the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of following the desire. And the verse is a famous one, the story of a person who had been blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a certain position. وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ الَّذِي آتَيْنَاهُ آيَاتِنَا. Tell them the story of a person from previous nations. He had been given ayat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some miracles he had been given. According to the ahadith that we have, his prayers would be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and people would come to him to ask him to pray for them, then the prayer would be accepted. And then in a situation, unfortunately, he fell, meaning that he couldn't pass the test of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he followed his own desire. And Quran says, tell them the story of the one whom we had blessed with our verse, with our ayat, the signs, here meaning miracles, فَانْسَلَخَ مِنْهَا, and it was taken away from him. And the next verse says, وَلَوْ شَئْنَا لَرَفَعْنَاهُ بِهَا, if had we wished, based on his performance, we could have taken him up, we could have elevate him based on his practice. But because of his wrongdoing, وَلَكَنَّهُ أَخْلَدَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ, he got attached, he was stuck to the earth, وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَى, and he followed his base desire. And the Quran says the analogy and the example of such person is like a dog. When you attack him, or take care of him, doesn't matter, lolls out his tongue and just dangling from his mouth. It's like he does the same behavior, doesn't matter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him ayat, evidences, proofs, blessings, miracles, doesn't make a difference. In all situations, unfortunately, he follows the desire. So the verse is وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَى, because of following the desire, he fell from the position that he had, the spiritual position. Unfortunately, this is one of the consequences of following the desire, that it eradicates, it destroys the previous efforts that a person has made. Also, we have this in the story of Iblis, Shaitan, that because of takabbur, later on we see takabbur, conceit is one of the main desires that some people have, unfortunately. And he destroyed all the previous actions that he had, unfortunately. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us not to fall into the trap of following the base desires, especially in a situation that we should be more careful. Sometimes you are at the center of attention, and then you have to be more careful, and we all also have to be more careful not to fall into the trap of following our desires when it is needed. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to know the true teachings of Islam. Thank you very much for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ala Nabi, sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ala ali Nabi, sallallahu ala Muhammad. So
صلى الله على النبي صلى الله عليه